It's my very great pleasure to welcome Julian and Sarah Richards from Swansea. Really pleased that you guys are with us this weekend. And honestly, you guys have blessed me personally ever since I've known you. I don't know how many years it is now, 5 or 6 years. But I've been blessed by your friendship and inspired by your stories. And we got some great stuff going on this weekend, guys. Can I just have a little less echo, please? Got some great stuff they're going to share with us this weekend. And I know that we're all going to grow in our faith because of the things that they speak over us. And we're going to hear lots of their story tomorrow morning. But come up, guys. Come up. Have a seat. Let's welcome them. Grab hold of a mic. You can be a rose between two thorns. I just thought it'd be good for us to get to know them a little bit. And so I'm asking them just a couple of questions. The first question, obvious question, but we're all dying to know, were you inners or outers? And how did you feel when you woke up this morning?
Gutted.
Gutted, is that it? Gutted. Well, we got here last night. I got here eventually after nearly 4 hours. They closed the M40 on me. Can you believe it? That tested my patience. I remained calm. Oh, dear. I was wandering around these back roads. Terrible. Anyway, when I got here, it was great. We had a good meal together. You told me some exciting stories, guys. Why don't you just share those stories with us?
Last Monday, we had a barbecue. Father's Day barbecue. I know it was Father's Day on Sunday, but we did it on Monday. For all of our community friends. And so I think about 100 people from the community came to it. And we shared some healing stories before we did the penalty shootout. Because it is the Euros.
It is the Euros. Wales are doing very well.
Yes, they are doing very well, aren't they?
Yes. We made a big mistake inviting some Welsh people this weekend.
So we'll talk about that later.
Later, okay, yeah.
So we shared a few healing stories in between the burgers, the penalty shootout, and said, look, if anybody would like to be prayed for, to be healed, because none of them are all unchurched people. And then one man came up in the crowd and says, well, what happens with this healing stuff then? And I explained quickly, I'll ask you to pray a prayer, Lord Jesus, heal me now. And I'll ask Jesus to heal you. And then I'll ask you where the pain is. And he says, well, you do that now, do you? And he says, yes, it takes about 15 to 20 seconds. And he says, go on then. And he's a big guy, you know, walking stick. I mean, I put him about in his 60s. And I said, pray this prayer, Lord Jesus, heal me now. And he prayed it. And I invited the Holy Spirit to heal him and commanded the area in his leg to be healed. And I said, where's the pain? And he goes, all right then, big head. Because that's his expression of saying that he was healed.
He had you down to a T then.
Yeah, thanks. And I said, well, where is the pain? He says, I haven't got any pain. All I've
Fantastic.
Got is heat down my leg.
Come on.
So that was great.
Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. Wonderful.
So, yeah, we're seeing people healed every week and the congregation pray for one another. And but sometimes people share a story that you can't share, but I can share this one here. But I can't share it at home because somebody came up to me privately at the end of the meeting last week and said, I haven't been able to tell anyone this, but they're a professional and they were going on a trip. And they said it was really affecting my job, but ages ago I had like really bad piles, had a really big one, and the doctor lanced it, and it turned into a growth, and it grew into a growth. Then this person had to have an operation to remove the growth, and in doing so, in all that area, it started causing splits, and they're just in pain all the time, and the surgery had actually kind of made things worse, not better. And they said, I can't really tell anybody. And they said, the code word between me and my husband is I have a bad back. So he can say, are you all right? How's your back? Which actually means my bottom. And so anyway, I said, well, let's pray. And we prayed, and the presence of God came. We prayed for like 2 minutes. And I really felt God was going to do something. She's going on to this trip. Well, she texted me the next day to say all the pain had gone. By Wednesday, there were no symptoms at all. And then 2 weeks later, the person texted me and said, I'm sure you don't really want to know this, but I was in the shower. I just want to tell you the raggedy scar that was causing issues as well has completely gone. Completely evaporated.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Fabulous.
So, if there's anybody here with that condition, right?
Yeah. You just want to stand up and we'll pray for you. We'll get people around you to lay hands. I don't know what. I know that you guys, you've seen quite a lot of healings. You said you see them every week and you see them also breaking out around the country. And you have some thoughts on that, don't you? You want to share them with us now, just briefly?
Yeah, I think one of our concerns really is that each one of us as Christians, you know, God has given us the power and the anointing, and it's Jesus who does the healing, and we find in our church it's important that we train people that every individual is the one praying for their friends and their relatives and non-Christians and workmates, and that's what happens right across our church, but also right across Wales, and we set up kind of healing cafes and training, and so all across Wales, people are being healed every week. Churches that haven't seen healing in like 20 years will come, we'll talk, we'll train, and then they'll come back and they'll see 7 healings in a morning. And so right across Wales now, we gave in the beginning, we were documenting all the healings. We kept it off the internet because we didn't want people like flying in to see a healing ministry, but actually we would be doing something grassroots in our nation. And but in the early days, we were keeping documentation and filming, but now it's beyond that. It's just you can't keep track because so many people are being healed, not just, oh, I think I had a bad arm, now I think it might be better, but totally healed. We show some films over the weekend, so we're concerned that we don't get labeled as having like a healing ministry, but actually we are helping facilitate, and that's happening now right across Wales, which is really exciting.
That's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, you know, when churches like ours got going, you know, one of the mantras, one of the things that we built on, one of the rocks we were built on, was every member in ministry. That we wanted to really smash the priest and laity divide, that it's not about one special man or woman leading from the front, but actually it's about the body of Christ, gifted, anointed to do these things. And that's what we're seeing in these days. It's so exciting. I love the way that you handle that ministry. And that's our heart's desire, isn't it, for us all to be moving out. Come on, let's do it. There's no reason why we can't all see someone healed in the next few weeks. In the name of Jesus, come on. Just imagine. And guys, you know, I said that, you know, I've been inspired to the point of tears by some of the stories that you've shared about your journey and how you got to where you've got to today. But we're going to hear some of that tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that. But really what I want us to hear tonight is, what gets you out of bed in the morning now? What is the thing that's burning in your heart? What passion is driving you today?
We have two passions. One is for the local church and one is for the local churches across the nation. So I think I'm going in that. There we are. So we're really passionate for the local church. And we'll talk a little bit tomorrow about our journey. But we are passionate to see every member of the church functioning, confident, at ease with themselves, living a powerful, Jesus overcoming life in a normal everyday way. We have a passion for young people. When we pioneered the church, we were all in our 20s, and that is kind of a strength of the church, that as we've grown older, we still have a lot of most of the church are in their 20s and 30s, and we're very keen to train them, release them. They're in our leadership, they're in our eldership. And so that we pass on to the next generation. So one of our main passions is local church connecting with each other, connecting with Jesus, and connecting with the community.
And the other thing that we are very excited about is what God is doing across Wales. Sarah and I have the privilege of leading New Wine Wales. And
What's that?
Well, there's New Wine. You know New Wine. You've probably gone to it, the festival in Cheltenham, not Gloucester. near Bath, all that sort of thing. Anyway, there's new wines all over the world. There's new wine Sweden and new wine New Zealand and Australia, and there's new wine Ireland, there's new wine Wales, and they're all independent in the sense that they have their own leadership, finances, leadership team, and they all work out the vision of new wine, which is local churches changing nations within its own context. So what we have in common across the world is the values and the strap line, you know, and the name. But we actually work them out differently. So in Wales, rather than have a festival, we work through leaders. And so we have 664 leaders working together across Wales from different denominations. And that represents like 204 churches. And we meet together regularly. We've got seven regions and meeting together regularly to do three major things. One, develop our leadership, to raise really, really great, competent leaders and their teams to lead churches well. Secondly, to help churches become very healthy and develop kingdom cultures. And thirdly, churches that do mission well in the 21st century. That's words, that's wonders, and that's serving. And if we, as the church in our nation, can develop great leaders that have really healthy churches that do mission well, that's words, do our words well, do our wonders well, and do our serving well, well, I think that we might just see God do something amazing.
Come on.
So there is an absolutely phenomenal level of unity and love and warmth. I mean, leaders liking each other. I mean,
imagine.
Goodness me. I can't remember, you know, it's absolutely astonishing. Yeah. So we meet together regularly, we gather together regularly, and there's a real momentum taking place. And I think that's one of the reasons why God has been moving, thousands of healings across Wales. We've seen more people come to Christ than we've ever seen before.
Fantastic.
It's not like what's happening in Reading or Coleraine, but it's more than we've seen before.
Come on,
and
we'll take that.
And so we're just excited and encouraged and exhausted.
Let's stretch our hands to these guys. Yeah, come on, you can give them a clap. That's good. Seriously, let's just lift them up in prayer, guys. Let's just bless them in the name of the Lord. They've come to serve us, but we want to really bless them. And so, Jesus, we just want to honour them. And thank you for Julian and Sarah. We pray for Julian's parents back at home. We pray that they will be watched over by angels, that you'll be with them, that you'd refresh their hearts, Lord Jesus, that you'd pour out your spirit into them again tonight, that they would know you with them, that this time when they've come to bless and to serve us, Lord God, that they would know a great blessing themselves, that you'd pour back, Lord God, tenfold what they give away. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Father. Thank you so much for them. We're really excited to have them with us and to we open up our hearts to hear what you're going to say to us through them, Lord God. Thank you. Amen. Bless you guys, thank you. Can we have the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can we have the stools put away and the band back up, please?